Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl and for Simcha Ben Nechagitl, Bracha Batzlacha B'chom HaSeyidehem, and Lerfuas Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, and Chaya Rezel Bas Dina, for Shleima B'soch Shacholi Yisrael, and for Miriam Ben Chaya, for Shleima B'soch Shacholi Yisrael. The Gemara in Meseches Bava Metzia, and Daf Yud Omid Aleph, says as follows: Rav Nachum Rav Chizda Darmi Tarvayu, HaMagbiya Metzia LaChaveiro, Lo Kone Chaveiro. If a person lifts up a Metzia on behalf of his friend is not Kone, and it remains Hefker. My time, why? Have a toifes lebal chov mokum shechov la'acherim. The toifes lebal chov b'mokum shechov la'acherim lo kona. Because this person is grabbing on to this object for someone to whom it is owed. And if someone does that, if you toifes lebal chov, if you grab for the bal chov, somebody who's owed money, if this person owes someone else money as well, person you're taking from, lo kana. See here also, a person can't be zocha b'mitzia on behalf of his friend because tofes lebal chov. You're taking, you're right, you could take for this person, but you're chov for everybody else. You're causing a disadvantage to everybody else. Everybody else also has a right to this mitzia. So that's considered tofes lebal chov mokum shechov la'acherim, zokta gemara, lo kana. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav wants to question this principle of Rav Nachman, that Tofes Lebal Chov, that Tamagbiya Metzia LaChavero, Lo Kona Chavero. Eisvei Rav Nachman, Metzia Spoil LaAtzmai. If a poel finds a Metzia, a worker, he gets to keep it himself. But Medvaram Amurim, Bizman She'amr Lo Baal HaBayis, Nacheshi Mihayom, Adori Mihayom. That's where he says to the Baal HaBayis, I want you to do these specific malachas for me. I want you to weed for me. I want you to plow for me. So if he hires him for a specific malacha, this poel is not allowed. When this poel takes the mitzvah, it belongs to him because it has nothing to do with the Baal HaBayis. Baal HaBayis only took him for a specific malacha, but not for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is his own mitzvah. Avalomer lo asei mi malacha ayom. Mitzia social balabaisu, but if he says do malacha for me today, the mitzia belongs to the balabais. So everything he does, every malacha he does, is going to belong to the balabais, which includes this mitzia. So what do we learn from this? We learn that a balabais is kona mitzia through the hagbah of a poel. And what does this do with the principle of Rav Nachman? It poses a serious question. How can Rav Nachman say that here you have an open braisa that amagbi amatzia lechavero kana chavero? Ah, Rav Nachman answers in modern Hebrew. They say hulo nishal chayav. He doesn't let it be. He has what to say back. Amar lei, Rav Nachman says back to Rava, shiny poel diyad bal habay kiyad bal habayishu. A poel is different, because his hand, the yado, because his hand is kiyad Baal HaBayis, is like the hand of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore the Baal HaBayis is zoche behagbas hapoel. So somebody else, damagai, cannot be magbiya matzia lechavero, but a poel can, because his hagbah is considered like the hagbah of the Baal HaBayis, because yado kiyad Baal HaBayis. Gemara continues, Vama Rav. Rava asks, Poel Yochel Achzibor Afilu B'Chatziayom. Rav says that a Poel can change his mind even in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, he can say, I'm going home, I had enough. I don't want to work anymore. Why? How can you say such a thing? So the answer is, because you're independent. Your Yad is not like the Yad Baal HaBayis. If you were the Baal HaBayis, if you were just an extension of the Baal HaBayis, you couldn't stop. But it must be that this person is independent. That's the kash of the Gemara. So Tosfos says in Dibur HaMaschil, Yochel Achzer Bo Afilu B'Chatzi Hayom, to Kamash Malan, the Yochel Achzer Bo, V'Yodo Al Aliona Kirabonan, Filum nisyakru poilim b'chatzi yom. La'acha shechazer bolo yifchuzu loy mechatzi schor. La'kach maisi milsa derav. Dekeim di yadu alal yoyna. Im kein, ein yadu ki yad balabais. Explains Tosfos that what we learn from this Gemara is that there's a machlokas elsewhere in the Gemara. What happens when this poel quits in the middle of the day? Yadu al yona, meaning he's going to get his half salary no matter what. Or yadu al tachtona, if the later poelim take more money, then he has to take a cut in his own salary, in his own pay. So according to the Rabbanan, yadu al yona, he doesn't take a cut, he gets his half no matter what. Aha! So Tosfos says that we see from this Gemara that not only yochel lachzer bo, but yado al elyona, like the rabbis, and even if the poalim were misyaker, even if the poalim got more expensive, after he retracted, we can't take away from his salary. So you see from here that ein yado kiyad balabayis, not like Rav Nachman wanted to say. Ad kan mi divrei Tosfos, and obviously ich kick off Tosfos. Tosfos kicked off from here. I'm looking at Tosfos. Tosfos, look at me. I don't understand Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't understand what I'm thinking. Not to compare. What does this mean? How does the fact that Yadu Aliyona prove Ein Yadu Kiyad Balabais? If you tell me in general he can quit in the middle of the day, Seder is independent, Ein Yadu Kiyad Balabais. But what does it help me, Yadu Aliyona, Yadu Atachtona? What does it matter? Why does Tosfos bring this machlokas in Bechlau? Oh, must be passing like the Rabbanan, this is like the Rabbanan, Yadu Aliyona. I was like, a shul. In the very special sefer Shiurei Yuna Talmud of Hagon Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one of the tremendous Gaonim of the 20th century, the Minyanim. So in Shir Lamed Vav and Bav Mitzia, he explains as follows. We're going to go with his Mahalach, that in the Kasha, the Gemara held that the question, if Yadu al Yona or Yadu al Tachtona, is Talui in another question. Is the Din Poel a Chalos Din Be'etzem Hagavra Shenasa L'Chefte Shel Poel? Or is it only a Din Chiyu V'Shibud Shel Melacha? Question is the poel a chalos din in the person, that this person becomes a cheft of a poel? You look at this person, you want to identify him, you identify him as a poel, or no, he's himself, he's Joe from down the street, and there's a shibud malacha on Joe, he has to work. If we say that it's only a chi of malacha, then when they determine what his pay is going to be, that is for the work that he's going to do. L'mashal, if he says to him that he's going to give him $100 for a day's work, what's going to be half of that? 50. So if he stops in the middle of the day, he's going to get 50, because every malacha is independent. And he's here for the malacha. And the time just is mitzari for all the malachas together. But every malacha has an independent status because it's a shibur and a chiyuv on the malacha. And because of this we say, he gets his half pay, no matter what, regardless. Why? Because he is yadu al yona. He worked for half of the malachas that he was supposed to do. You look at each malach independently. He did half of what he was supposed to do. He gets his half pay. And we don't care that in the middle of the day the price went up. And now, for a half day, you don't get 50 anymore, you get 60. So now the balabais is going to have to pay the people who work the second half 60. Why? Because we already made up 50. Why 50? Because we said that I'm going to do this and this 10 hours of malacha for you, and he did 5 hours of malacha, and you look at each malacha that he did independently, and he did altogether half of the malacha he was supposed to do, so he gets paid accordingly. Masha'in ken, if we say that the din poel is a chalos din in the gavra, he became a cheftz of a poel, that it's not that you just have him for his work, but it's much more than that. He becomes your worker. That's now how he's defined. If that's the case, then we can't break up the day in half. Why? Because once he's a chalos shem of a poel, that means that the whole day now, that's what you hired him for. You hired him that the whole day he's going to be a poel. And if you hire him that the whole day he's going to be a poel, then that means that there is an agreement that he's going to be paid $100. You made an agreement, he's going to be paid. If you say that now he's a cheftz of a poel, so cheftz of a poel means there's no breaking away. You're being paid now $100 for a whole day's work. Period. So ein achinami, he can stop in the middle of the day because we're avadim l'Hashem and not avadim to human beings. Avadahem v'lo avadim l'avadim. Avadi can stop b'chatzi ayom. But when he stops b'chatzi ayom, that is just vis-a-vis the poel himself. The poel doesn't have to work anymore. But as far as the chiyuv of the Baal HaBayis is, there was no agreement for a half a day. When he was just being hired for malachas, so if you could look at each malacha independently, so now we did half of the malachas, and now we can stop and be paid for half of the malachas. So there was a psika on the chatzi yom also. He was being paid $100 for this and this amount of malachas, this amount of time. So that also works for half the time. It doesn't change who the person is. Can't say the person is be'etzim apol, no. He's doing this and this amount of malacha. He did half the malacha. He gets paid half. So there you could say there was a psika on chatzi yom. But here there was no psika. There was no determination on half of the day. Here he's a poel. He's a poel for the whole day. And the Baal HaBayis has to pay for a whole day. Now, the Baal HaBayis, since the psika was on the whole day, when the other guy now is coming to work and he's taking $60 for the second half of the day, the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to lose. Why does the Baal HaBayis have to lose? The Baal HaBayis made a psik on a yom shalim. So memela, there's no tain of the worker that you have to pay me half, because the Baal HaBayis is going to end up paying more for the yom shalim. He's going to end up paying 110. So the poel has no tain. The poel has to take his 40. He can't take 60 or 50. The second poll is going to take 60. Price went up. So he said, we made a psik on a holy day, because you're be'etzim chefta, you're a poel. What does that mean? It means that you have to work a whole day. We only decided you're a poel for $100. That's your definition, your status for the day. What's his status? Poel for $100. He wants to stop after a half a day. Seder, he has the right to stop, but that's not mechayev the Baal HaBayis. He has to pay him for the work he did. But since Baal HaBayis only made a psika for a whole day, he's not going to have to pay for more than a whole day's work. And what's a whole day's work? 40 for him, 60 for the next guy. So he only has to pay 40. And therefore it would appear that that's the kash of the Gemara. That since Rav holds that Yadu al Aliona, so Rav holds that there's no chalos din on the poel, that he is now a cheftza of a poel. No, because if yadu al yona, if the worker can take his 50, that means that he's being paid for every melacha separately. So if that's the case, how can you say that yad poel ki yad Baal HaBayis? How could you say yadu ki yad Baal HaBayis? There's no chalos din bagavra that he's a cheftza of a poel. That we should say yadu ki yad Baal HaBayis. And that's what we're trying to get to over here, is why it's necessary. What's the chreach that we should be saying that yadu al aliona in Rav's kasha? You see that the poel yadu al aliona, and he's going to be getting his 50. What's the chreach? The answer is that we're trying to prove here that Rav holds that yad poel is not ki yad Baal HaBayis. And you can only say that if yadu al aliona, because yadu al aliona means that he's not a cheftz of a poel, and therefore he's paid for half the work. But, and if he's not a cheftz of a poel, then why should yadu be ki yad Baal HaBayis? But if you say the Yadu ala Techtona, and he's only taking 40, that means he's a chefetz of a pole. That means they only made a psik on a Yom Shalom, they didn't make a psik on any less. And since they made a psik on a Yom Shalom, he's only allowed to get 40. So if that's the case, then mitzad the pole and a chanami, he can stop. But he's a chefetz of a poel, and that poel made an agreement to work for a whole day. You can't cut that down. So the balabais, mitzad the balabais, he can say, I only have to pay you 40. The other guy's getting his 60. So that's the raya. So from the fact that Rav wants to say that Yadu is lav kiyad balabais, because Paul yachalas or vachatzi yom, he must hold that it's every malacha separately. He's getting paid for every malacha separately, and he's not getting paid as a chefetz of a Paul. Then it would be Yadu ala tachton, and then Yadu kiyad balabais. But it must be just being paid for the malacha he's doing. And maybe he gets half the sum for because he did half of the malachas. And there was betzim a psik on half of the malachas as well. Each malacha is viewed separately. When you view the psik of the chatziyam, let's say there are 10 malachas, so each malacha is $10, so you did 5 malachas, $50. And Mimela, how can you say Yad Pol ki Yad Balabais? He's not cheftz of a pol, he's just being paid for his malacha. So that was the kasha of Rav. Let's end for the Gemara. The Gemara and Genfer, as they say in the Mir, Amralei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav on his kasha of what he wanted to ask, that shiny pole diodikiyad balabais. That's what Rav Nachman said to Rav, shiny pole diodikiyad balabais. And then Rav said back, Rav said in the name of Rav, that pole can be choizibor filu b'chatziyom, which means that yadu al yoyna. Amalei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav, kol kamu deloy hodarbe. Kiyad balabayus hu. As long as he hasn't retracted, then his hand is like the hand of the balabayus. Ki hader bay, but when he retracts, time achrinu, it's a different time. Tichsiv ki liven eisvel avodim, avodahim below avodim la avodim. But after he retracts, then he's doing it for another reason, which is that you're not ever to anybody else but me. In other words, what's the Gemara based on our Mahalach? What's happening here behind the scenes? So what's happening here is that Kulei Alma, everybody holds that there's a Chalos Din of a Poel. And since there's a Chalos Din of a Poel, Yad Poel ki Yad Balabais. And therefore his hand is like the hand of the Balabais. Just the one who holds that Yadu Al Yona holds that the Din Poel Yochalach Zabor B'filu B'chatzi Ayom is a Din Be'etzem Haschus V'akinyin Shel HaPoel, that the ability to retract is, you hold the other Yona, is part of the schus and the kinyan of a poel. And because of this, since in the chalos that he makes, that he should have his schus in this poel on a whole day, it licked, is munach, is lying, that the poel can be chose afilu b'chatzi ayom. So there's also a psik on chatzi ayom. In the kasha, there's no psik on chatzi ayom because he's a chalos poel. Chalos poel means you have to work the whole day. Mitzad the salary. To get the salary, you have to work the whole day. And now we're saying no. That when he became a poel, that meant he could also work for the psik of $100 for the half a day as well. Because since he's making a chalos on this poel that he's working for him, and this gavra that he's a chefetz of a poel, and munach bazeh, included in that, encapsulated in that, is that he can retract after half a day. So that means if he worked half a day, how much is he getting? 50. And therefore, yad poel ki yad, you could say the yad poel ki yad balabais, because he is a taka a chefetz of a poel. Just why is he getting his half? Because encapsulated in the agreement to work a whole day is that he can also work a half a day. Libanei Yisrael avodim, v'lo avodim la'avodim. You're all only avodim to Hashem. So since there's a psik on half a day, he could take home his 50 that he worked, because and we don't care that it got more expensive later on. Why not? Because their agreement was that he's going to work for him. If it's a whole day, 100, but included in that it's a half a day, 50, because we understand that he can retract, because there's been a psik on the 50 also. But the man, the Amr, that holds the Yadu ala Tachtoina, he is of the opinion that the din she yachalach zorbo is not be'etzem chalos hapoel. In other words, it's not in the when we say the word chalos, we mean a change in halachic status. The fact that he can retract in the middle of the day, go home, that is not part and parcel of his shame poel. This is part of his chalos, his change in status, that he's a poel. Encapsulated in that is that he can leave in the middle of the day. No. They're two separate things. This is a zaitikazach. It's a din stadi. Yesh din poel be'etzem, v'yesh din stadi she'yochol achzor b'chatzi ayom. So even after the gzeres hakosov she'yochol achzor b'chatzi ayom, the etzem chalos poel doesn't change. Nevertheless, there's a din stadi that he can retract. So according to this, it turns out that the psika was for the schus that he has in a poel for a yom shalem. Because again, we're going with the mahalach that he is be'etzem adin poel. Not that he's being paid for the malacha, that was in the kasha. But in the teretz now, we're saying that be'etzem is a poel. And if be'etzem is a poel, what was the psika on? So if you say Yad Yonah, the psika was even on a half, because munach b'din poel shelo is that he can also leave in the middle. So that means when they said 100, they're really saying 100, but if it's a half a day, it's 50. But if you hold Yad Ala Techtona, you hold Yad Ala Techtona, the din sheyachol lachzer bo is not a din in the chalos poel. Chalos poel is something separate, and the fact that it could be chozer bo is also something separate. So when they did the psika, they did the psika on the shem poel. Right? You're going to be my worker. So what does that mean? It means you're working for the whole day. There's no psika on a half a day. If there's no psika on a half a day, then maybe we have to say the yadu ala tachtona. Now you can only get 40 because we didn't make a psika on a half a day. Why do we make a psika on? We made a psika on a whole day. Your etzim shem poel means you're working for a whole day. The fact that you can retract. Okay, retract. You have a din, you're allowed to go home. But that doesn't mean that that's included in the psika. The psika, we made a decision, a salary of $100 for the whole day. It doesn't mean $50 for half a day. It means $100 for a whole day. But since we didn't say $50 for a half a day, when you leave, somebody else comes in and charges more, you have to take the hit. You're allowed to go back, but we never posek $50 for half a day. So, in the kasha we thought Yad Ola Yona, and in the teretz, we're also saying Yad Ola Yona, like the Rabbana, makes sense, you go with the rabbi. But in the kasha we thought that what does Yad Ola Yona mean? It means that ain Yad Ola Kiyad Balabayis, because he's just being paid by the malacha, and since he's being paid by the malacha, so then when he leaves in the middle of the day, you have to pay him for all the malacha he did, which was half. And then in the Teretz, we say, no, really, Yad Kiyad Balabais. It's a chalos in the Etzim Shem Poel. That he is called the Poel of this Balabais, and Yad Kiyad Balabais. He is the Etzim Poel, and therefore he is Meshubah to the Balabais, and whatever Mitzia he finds also belongs to the Balabais. So why then Yad Al Aliona? Because Munach Bazeh, included in the agreement to pay him $100, was that, hey, you're a poel. What does poel mean? Poel means you can stop in the middle of the day. What does stopping in the middle of the day mean? 100 for a whole day and 50 for half a day. Whereas if you hold the other ala tachtona, we say that no, be'etzem you're a poel, and that means $100 for the day. And if he wants to stop in the middle of the day, then we say to him, sorry, Charlie, we never made a psik on a half a day. If somebody's going to charge 60, then you're only allowed to take 40. So that's the possible mahalach in this Gemara. And obviously, how much Torah is there to say in Bav Metzia, Daf Yoram and Aleph? You can start learning now and never finish until the end of your life, and you'll still have a lot more to do. But we will conclude for now, and we'll give ourselves a bracha. Yishtakabi zaycha lilmodu lelameid lishmar v'lasis v'lekayim es kol divrei salmo teresa v'yahavo amen v'yamein shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.